Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. And also, my blog is jimsblog.biz. I hope you'll check those out. Just remember, if you want, just remember the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you can find all the other things from that website. Kevin Ashley is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. Kevin is a former Wall Street bond trader, but now he's working in the nonprofit world. He decided that there was another calling out there beside the high-paced racket of Wall Street, and now he's helping people understand that, understand this calling that maybe they're feeling, not to change careers, but just to give back a little bit more. Kevin Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. One of the things I mentioned earlier in the hour, Kevin, is that to my audience is that many people give all year long. They don't just wait till the holidays.
Right.
But there is something about the holidays that touches just about everybody a little bit extra, isn't it?
It is. The real reason that we wanted to focus on the holidays, it's a time when people naturally think about what they're giving. And, you know, traditionally we've always given gifts. And I think we've started to wander a little bit. We've gotten away from the true meaning or from a more pure meaning of Christmas and what it means to give to others. And so as people are spending, you know, studies have shown recently that people are still going to be spending and spending more than last year, even in this economy.
They really?
That people are going to be spending a little over $830 a piece on gifts, which is, you know, it's a very slight increase versus, say, the last 5 years, but it's still an increase. So what we're really wanting people to think about as they're considering how they're going to give their gifts this year is that they would take and set aside a small portion of what they're thinking about giving and give it charitably. And I think also in another study, a good group called GuideStar, who does a lot of...
GuideStar?
GuideStar.org, actually, okay. Online, if you want to go check it out. They... do a lot of work on charities. It's basically their purpose is to go through and find charities and to give the public access to their financials. So if you wanted to research how efficient a charity is, how
right.
well they've accomplished their mission.
Yeah, in fact, as you were saying that, we've had those people on the show before.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we've talked to them before on the show.
Yeah, no, they do a really good job, and it's a great public service, really.
Here's a statistic that you provided us that I think is important for folks to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, if you combine, according to redefinechristmas.org, redefine-christmas.org, if you combine the budgets for Habitat for Humanity, the American Heart Association, and the American Cancer Society, you put all their budgets together, that wouldn't be a total that would exceed the amount of money that's spent on chocolate during the holidays. Is that correct, Kevin?
The fourth quarter, right.
In the fourth quarter,
right.
Yeah, for the fourth quarter.
So, but yeah, that's absolutely right, and it's I don't have the figures right in front of me, but it's almost double.
Wow. In the fourth quarter, you know, one of the things that we do here, Kevin, I'm so happy that we've been doing this for a few years now. We quit giving our clients and our friends fruit cakes and nuts and berries and stuff like that. Several years ago, we realized that people were giving us those things and we weren't using them. It was rotting in the kitchen, you know. And
yeah.
So what we did was we picked a couple of charities. And I wrote a letter to all of our friends and all of our customers, and I said, this year, rather than sending you fruit and nuts and stuff like that, we're donating in your name to these two charities. And this
That's
is and this and I said, and this letter is all you're going to get.
Well, I think that's such an important thing, and it's one thing that we might overlook during the season. And part of our campaign is not only to change the way that people give, but also to change the way that people receive gifts as well.
Right. So, here's what's interesting, though, Kevin. I never got a phone call thanking me for a box of grapes or pears. But I've gotten phone calls and emails many times from people we sent that letter to thanking us for doing that.
It's amazing the effect that this idea has, isn't it? As people really come to realize what they're actually doing to help other people, it's such an exciting thing for everybody that's involved.
Right.
And such a great feeling knowing that in the end, what you're really doing is you're helping people who really need it.
Well, and I'm going to say that you know, one thing I know about small business owners, Kevin, is they give back to the community. They're right out there where the rubber meets the road. They see the need, and they give back to the community. And we've all got to be careful that in this slow economy, that we don't, we got to take care of ourselves and our families. But there's still, most of us still have more than we need, Kevin.
We do.
So we need to think about that. I need a website from you, Kevin.
The website for our site is www.redefinechristmas.org.
All right. Is there a hyphen in there? Redefine hyphen Christmas.
You can put a hyphen in there either.
Oh, you don't have to. Okay, that's what I've got in front of me. Hey, Kevin, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the good work you're doing.
Okay, Jim. Thank you.
We'll
so
see
much
you next time.
Okay. Thank you.
Quick break. 29 after. Right back with Gene Marks. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.